Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Hearing life insurers have paid claims and benefits worth 298 billion rand in the first half of 2024. A huge sticker number, or number to hear, of course, but broadly in line with what we've seen in previous halves of the year since 2021. I'm joined this evening to understand a little bit more about what those payouts composed of and what they indicate about the trends in life insurance by Gareth Friedlander, a member of the ASISA Life and Risk Board Committee. Good evening, Gareth. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Rafilwe. Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. So the numbers that we've seen come out from the statistics from ASISA are not too much of a shock, but where are these large sort of payouts coming from?
Yeah, we release these statistics from ASISA kind of every 6 months. And as you mentioned, relatively stable, I think, in terms of payout. The number that you talked about, it's obviously a really big number, 298 billion in claims payouts and benefits payouts to clients. So these are, remember, particularly to other clients who have passed away or become disabled or unable to work. And it pays out to those families or that client in those circumstances. So a significant number, almost 300 billion over the six-month period. It is down off the very high of kind of the worst of the COVID period, where it was in excess of 300 billion.
Yes.
But kind of tracking strongly, if you strip out the impact of COVID, you're seeing kind of growth year on year of that headline number in terms of claims payout by the life insurance industry.
All right. So you've answered the next question I was going to ask, which was exactly that, you know, how COVID actually impacted this, because the data I'm looking at, when I say it's not that far out, is from 2021. So those early COVID months, I imagine, were far more severe. So one of the things that I found quite interesting amongst the policies was the dominance of funeral policies over and above life insurance itself. What do you take away from that?
Yeah, that's really interesting. We certainly did see a little bit of growth in the overall policies. That's kind of recurring risk cover policies across the market. So you can see, as at the end of June 2024, there was 35.2 million risk policies,
that's
recurring
right.
Premium risk policies. And as you mentioned, 15 out of that 35 million are actually funeral policies. 7 million are credit life, what we call policies. And then 13 million are your kind of more traditional life insurance, disability, more underwritten kind of life policies. So the funeral market in South Africa is traditionally a very big market. It's been growing. Obviously, it's dominated from a numbers perspective by funeral policies, but those are typically relatively small policies. And often single clients can have multiple policies in their name. So that drives quite a big number of policies, but bear in mind that these are fairly small from a premium perspective and a sum assured perspective for those clients.
I imagine this is a reflection of ASISA member businesses, but is ASISA able in its statistics to have a sense of what's happening in the stock file market, for example? And trends in that?
No, unfortunately not. We only get insight into the ASISA members. So the stock file market is obviously a little less kind of formalized.
Correct.
So our numbers wouldn't include some of the stock file. I mean, anecdotally, it's a big market, and you know, we're trying to get more reliable statistics around it, but unfortunately I don't have those numbers for you now.
Enough. I know Sanlam, we had a conversation with the Sanlam Foundation. I imagine that there's a great deal in that pool as well. So what, when we look out at this very, very changing economic environment that we're in, you know, it does often come up, not just because of the two-part retirement system conversation, but people are quite shash and can sometimes surrender their policies. Have you seen that kind of a trend happening in the past 6 months?
Yeah, that's something in these numbers. Firstly, from a new business perspective, we saw a small growth. It was 1.7% growth in new business, which is encouraging. As you mentioned, it's been a tough and really challenging economic environment. So to even see any growth in new clients taking out risk insurance policies was encouraging, but it's still far lower than it needs to be when you look at the kind of life insurance gap that exists out there in the market, where most South African income earners are kind of underinsured by about 55% relative to the cover that they need. So a long way to go, but certainly some modest growth in a very tough environment from a new business perspective. And then from a lapse perspective, we saw 4.3 million recurring premium policies lapse in the first half of 2024. So that is worrying. That's concerning. It's something that, you know, clients really need to think carefully about. I know it's tough. People are squeezed from an income perspective, struggling to often put food on the table and meet their expenses. But this is something that, you know, really needs to be thought about hard, because once you lapse a life insurance policy, sometimes you might not be well enough to actually get cover again. And even when you can get cover again in the future, it might be at a more expensive rate. So it's something that should, you know, really be last resort and be done in consultation with financial advice. That is really important for our consumers to understand.
For sure. I mean, we know we've got such a poor savings rate in South Africa by households and individuals. We also know from a retirement perspective that some 6 to 8%, I think, 6 or 8% of South Africans will actually be able to retire and have the same living standards as they enjoyed while they were working. But this information that you shared from ASISA's Life and Disability Insurance Gap Study, the latest one being done in 2022, highlights a shocking statistic that 14.3 million income earners only have enough life and disability insurance to cover 45% of the insurance needs of their households. And often there will be a single breadwinner that is relied upon, wouldn't there?
Yeah, that's right. And it really is a shocking statistic. It's a study that we as a CISA undertake every 3 years. So hopefully we'll do another one next year. But this number of 45% is tremendously concerning. It means that if an unforeseen event were to happen to that breadwinner in the family, that the kind of remaining family members would only have about 45% of what they were getting pre the income earner passing away or becoming incapacitated or disabled. So it just means there's no resilience in the South African working population against these types of unforeseen life events. You know, you mentioned retirement and how, you know, so many South Africans are unable to retire or can retire below their means. Yeah. You know, it's an even worse scenario where an unforeseen event, befalls a family. And, you know, that's where the importance of this risk cover really comes into play.
Yeah. On a positive note, though, it looks as though by the end of June, there was an increase in RAs and endowments in terms of people saving over and above their, hopefully over and above their pensions. That's a positive, I suppose, development, and a new 294,000 plus savings policies taken out.
Yeah, that's right. And that takes us to an overall 5.1 million savings policies. And luckily, over this period, we did see more new savings policies taken out than, you know, policies surrendered. So clients kind of taking money out of their savings policies or withdrawing from their savings policies. So it did move in the right direction. Obviously, a long way to go, as you mentioned, from a retirement savings perspective, but definitely positive to see an extra almost 300,000 new recurring premium savings policies coming to the market over the six-month period.
And in terms of the outlook for you, for South Africans, and what trends you're hoping should be, I suppose, the best practice within our life insurance, particularly for those who might not, I suppose, be in front of a financial planner. One is always told, you know, have that sort of 12% at least going into your pension. An RA is often helpful, or life insurance. Where would you guide the market at this particular time?
Yeah, it's a good question. And, you know, I think when you look at these statistics, these are taken up until the end of June 2024. So hopefully, when we report next time, we have moved in a much kind of more positive position economically. I think the signs are there. We've seen with Rand's strength over the last couple of months, you know, there's been some relief from a fuel price perspective, relief from an interest rate perspective with the 0.25% cut in rates a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, hopefully we're on the downward cycle from an interest rate perspective, and that should provide much needed relief to consumers over the next few months. And, you know, hopefully that continues. And then I think the message to consumers is, you know, try and ride out the tough times now, because it is more difficult to potentially get that cover in place that you've got at the moment if you let it lapse now. And any decisions that you make should be done, you know, hopefully in contact with your financial advisor. So that's something to really take into account for our consumers. But I think the sentiment has changed and the outlook's starting to look more positive, and hopefully we'll be reporting even bigger growth in some of these numbers when we come back next as a CISA over the next six-month period.
Absolutely. We hope so too. Gareth Friedlander, always a pleasure. A member of ASISA Life and Risk Board Committee, giving us some perspective on the life insurance payouts that have happened over the past 6 months. What are some of your thoughts when you're deciding on your savings when it comes to life? Does that become an important decision for you, or are you, like the number of funeral policy holdings that we've seen that are dominating in this particular space, more inclined to go for funeral cover?
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.